Hey, how's it going, everybody? How's it going? I hope everybody is being safe right now during these Corona COVID-19 times right now. Please, everybody, be safe. I know it's getting warmer outside. I know that, you know, we got that urge to really go out. And I'm not saying don't go enjoy yourself, go have fun. Just, you know, just do some of the basic steps just to keep yourself and your family protected, because even if your immune system is good enough to fight off the disease, the coronavirus, if you get it, by not protecting yourself with a mask, by not practicing social distancing, you could possibly give that to a family member that you love dearly, and you have no clue that you gave that on to them. So, again, I just hope everybody's being safe out there. Make sure you're being smart. If it's your first time listening in to the podcast, my name is Jameer Walton. I'm a licensed real estate agent in the Chicago market area, Chicago, Illinois area. And this podcast is just all about anything to do with real estate, anything to do with buying a home. There's a lot of people that want to buy a home, but they just don't have the step-by-step process. And this podcast is just all about the step-by-step process. So what I want to talk about right now is something that that quite honestly, I came up with this topic because I was getting fed up. just fed up in general. Nothing against anybody personally, but I feel like that we as people make too many excuses for stuff that we got control of. So number one thing I hear a lot about with people when it comes to buying a home is credit. What credit score do I need? Credit, credit, credit. My credit not good. And everybody's situation is different. Nobody's credit score is going to be perfect. Everybody's going to have real life situations that cause their credit to be in a certain situation. And that's totally fine. But there's a good amount of people also who got bad credit from stuff that you intentionally chose not to do. You chose intentionally not to pay that bill, or even not to try to pay that bill. You chose to have this hit your collections and not worry about it hit your collection. These are decisions that you made. But at the end of the day, whether it's a decision you did make, whether it's something that was out of your control, stop being so quick to just want to know, what credit score do I need? What credit score do I need? What credit score do I need? Like, it's 2020, man. Like, you got YouTube, you got Google, you got Facebook. Like, at what point are we going to stop making excuses and say, all right, you know what? I got bad credit. I don't know nothing about credit. Let me go get the information about credit. Like, at some point, you got to be willing to put one foot in front of the other. Stop depending on your real estate agent. Stop depending on your mortgage lender. They're great sources of information, but it is not their responsibility to teach you the fundamentals of credit. That's your credit. It's not your responsibility if your parents, or I'm sorry, not your responsibility. It's not your fault if you grew up in an environment or a neighborhood where they didn't teach you that. It's not your fault that the educational system don't teach you that. But it is your fault if you die on this earth and didn't go get that information. It is your fault if you never had nobody to teach you about credit, but then you go and have kids and you don't want to go get the information about credit so you can pass that down to them. That's on you. And I know a lot of you not going to like that in the way that I said that, but it's the hardcore, ugly truth. It's not your fault of not knowing a lot about things, about budgeting, about financing, about saving money, about FHA loans, about debt to income, loan to value. But we got stuff that our ancestors didn't have. So you need to go out there and go get that information. You literally can get this information from a click of a YouTube link, from the click of a Google link, from the click of a Facebook ad. You can follow different people that talks about it. You can go on Instagram. Everybody want to be on Instagram to look at stuff that don't got nothing to do with your own personal growth and your own personal goals that you got. But did you know that there's Instagram pages that talks about building business credit, that talks about different steps to take to help build your personal credit, that talks about different things to help you build a business? You just choose not to go find those pages to get that information. But then yet, when you don't have the results you want, you want to blame it on the real estate agent. You want to blame it on the mortgage lender. You want to blame it on coronavirus. You want to blame it on the real estate market. But it's you that didn't go get that information. You have to, at some point, take a step forward and go get that information and stop depending on it. So again, it was just something I was really passionate about. I know a lot of people not going to like that information and what I said, but it's the hardcore, ugly truth. When I was in college, I went to Illinois State University. I applied for a credit card. I got denied three times. But every time I got denied, they kept sending me that letter in the mail telling me why I got denied and lets me know what my credit score is. Legally, the banks have to send you that information. A lot of y'all get that and you don't want to look at it because you're too embarrassed to be like, oh, I know I got denied, so I'm not going to look at it. No, look at that information. They telling you, you got denied because your debt is too high, your score is too low, you had too many inquiries, whatever the situation is. And then they tell you what the score is. So I just got to a point where I said, all right, what's in my score? What is it about this credit score thing? Because they don't teach us this in college. They don't teach us this in high school. They don't hardly teach us this anywhere. So I said, all right, what's my credit score? At the time, my credit score was a 530. I'm like, all right, let me figure out what's this on my credit score. You can get a free annual credit report. It's called freeannualcreditreport.com. Once a year, you can get a free annual credit report. I pulled that information. I printed out the report at my college library at Illinois State. And I saw, okay, what's holding back my credit? I realized I had medical bills on my credit that I thought were paid. And then come to find out they hit my collections, but nobody ever told me that I even had a medical bill. Because when I was in college and I went to the hospital, in the time that they were sending me bills, I switched my address of my dorm. I went from living in one dorm to living into the next. And because that information wasn't updated in the medical system, and because I didn't get nothing in the mail, I just assumed, oh, my insurance company took care of it. But then when I saw that, I'm like, man, that's kind of messed up. But at the end of the day, as much as it's messed up, it's now my responsibility, now that I got that information, to go take care of that. So I called them. Hey, if I pay you this money right now, can you get this off my credit report? No? Okay, fine. Then I'm not paying you the money because you've already done the damage to my credit anyway. Oh, you are willing to take it off if I pay you? Okay, no problem at all. Pay you the money. 30 days later, it's off my credit report. But I went out and got that information. Too many of y'all are lazy, man. Y'all want to spend all this time watching VH1, watching Housewives, watching ESPN, watching all this stuff that don't got nothing to do with your personal goals, personal finances. But then yet, when it comes to your own personal credit, you want to blame the real estate agent, the mortgage lender. Even when it comes to trying to buy a car, you just want to go to dealership to dealership to dealership to dealership to dealership, letting your credit keep getting ran and ran and ran beside and not really realizing, like, okay, why are the banks denying me? And more importantly, what is it that the banks are looking for? Stop just trying to get your credit hit at so many different places, whether it's a car loan, department store. And instead, how about you take the time to educate yourself and be like, what is it that the banks are looking for? Oh, they're looking for loan to value. What's that? Let me research that. Oh, they're looking for payment to income. What's payment to income? Let me research that. Oh, they're looking for debt to income. What's debt to income? Let me research that. Oh, they're looking for low credit utilization. That sounds like a hard word. I don't even know what that means. Let me go research that. It's up to you to go get this information, man. A lot of y'all out there say, I want to have a home. I want to be a homeowner, but you ain't willing to put in the work to go get it. Everybody want to look at the newborn baby, but don't nobody want to look at the actual labor pains of the mama pushing out that baby. Now, yes, I'm using that as an example, as a metaphor. I don't literally mean you got to watch a newborn baby to get the success that you want. I'm just using it as an example. Everybody wants the sunshine and rainbows, but don't nobody want the thunderstorm. Don't nobody want the cloudy days. It's up to you to go out there and get that information. Your real estate agent, your mortgage lender is a phenomenal resource for you to be able to know what's going on in the market. What are they looking for? But at the end of the day, it's your fault if you don't know anything about credit, if you don't know about debt to income, if you don't know about loan to value. Should you maybe have somebody, a real estate agent or mortgage lender, that tells you about that? Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's not their responsibility. Their responsibility is to try to get you the home that you said you want in the area that you want and the price that you want. Your mortgage lender's responsibility is to get you approved for the loan, so when you get to the closing table, there's no hiccups and you can successfully close on it. But it's up to you. Again, it's not your fault if you did not get this information from your parents. It's not your fault if you didn't get this information from the school system, but it is your fault if you die on this earth, don't get that information for yourself and don't pass it down to your kids. At some point, somebody in the family cycle got to decide and be like, you know what? I'm tired of my family not having savings. I'm tired of my family not having good credit. I'm tired of my family not having assets. I'm going to be the one that's going to get this information. Then when I go get the information, I'm going to now implement it myself. And now when my family sees the success of what I implemented, and when they ask me, what did you do? Now I got the information to pass down to them. So now nobody else in this family has that as an excuse. Stop making excuses, man. It just all depends on how bad you really want it.